Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to show 277 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. In the middle of our travel season in Germany, we are going to talk about cultural expectations concerning travel. The guests we have for today's episode will share cultural insights they had not expected. In this show, we will hear about different types of travelers and maybe even different cultures of traveling. What type of traveler are you? Are you the planner type, where all sites and restaurants are mapped out in advance? And do you hold on to your plans and put them into practice, even if there are obstacles? Or do you take your journey as a learning experience and grab opportunities you never expected? Or maybe you do not plan anything at all when you travel, and instead you just go with the flow and live in the moment. Whichever type of traveler you are, holidays often take you out of your routines and your comfort zone to test your flexibility. Let's listen to a short preview of what we can expect to hear from our guests today. In our first story, Absolutely Crowded, our assistant editors, Carlos from Brazil and Shelby from the United States, talk about their expectations of traveling to London.
Why not? And then, like, I booked accommodation in this hostel. I'm expecting it to be kind of crazy because it's 8 people in a room.
8 people?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I booked my hostel and it has 33 people in a room.
33!
I can't imagine. It's either going to be super good.
In our second story, Absolutely Memorable, we hear from Shelby and how her hostel experience in London seemed to fall apart before it even started.
I'm like, oh my god. Okay, what? And he says, this booking is for June 8th to the 11th, not July 8th to the 11th. And then he makes a joke. He looks at me and he's like, why did you arrive a month late? I was like, what?
Oh my
You're
God.
Joking.
Really?
You're joking. Like, I'm so stupid.
In our last story, Absolutely Unexpected, Carlos shares with us how he was taking a photograph of a beautiful building. But then an unexpected event happened that made him enjoy his experience even more.
And it was great because every time I was going somewhere, I was surprised with other things. For example, in the first day, I was just going to change some money. And in the way to the exchange store, I saw this beautiful building and I stopped to take a picture of it. And then horses started to come out of it. And it was actually the time where the guards changed places. So I saw...
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Crowded, we listen to a conversation between Carlos and Shelby about their expectations of London. Where do our cultural expectations about places we visit actually come from? From family and friends' experiences? From films we have watched? Perhaps even from our language learning books? Let's listen to Carlos and Shelby.
Okay, so right now it's 11:44 p.m. I'm at my kitchen drinking some coffee because I'm going to be flying all night. And I'm here with Shelby. We're talking a little bit about our expectations.
Okay, I never thought about going to London, really. But then I was talking to my parents about it and they told me my mom grew up in London. So she was really excited. She was like, oh, you can go to the places I went, you know, when I was a kid, when I was your age. And then my grandma, I told her that I planned a trip to London and she got so excited. She texted me, I did 6 hours of research for you. Here are the links. This is what you need to look at. And I'm like, wow, grandma, thank you. Like, so much information, but it's so nice to have like that comfort. It's like nostalgic for them in a way, because they're like, you know, here's my kid doing exactly what I did, but like 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's something cherishable.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds really cool. I don't think anyone of my family has ever been in London. Actually, my mom has never even left the state where she lives, where we live in Brazil. So she was actually pretty afraid when I told her that I was going to fly to London. She was like, God protect you.
But how did you feel? Were you excited to travel to London?
Yeah, so I guess the only image of London that I have in my mind is what I see in the movies or on the media. And it almost sounds like this magical place where a queen that's lived like for ages, it's there, and there are these guards in red. I don't know, because actually I've been in a lot of places in around Europe, and for example, when I went to Paris, I was expecting all this magic that the films portrayed, and actually for me it was a nice city, but a normal city. So I haven't felt yet that super magic that the movies and television portrayed. So I'm excited about London, but I'm trying not to create too much expectations, because I don't want them to be broken as it was before. Yeah, I'm trying not to do the same, and just get surprised, you know? I haven't even made an exact list, you know? I just like, I just saw the flight, same as you, and it was so cheap. I said, why not? And then like, I booked accommodation in this hostel. I'm expecting it to be kind of crazy because it's 8 people in a room.
8 people?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I booked my hostel and it has 33 people in a room.
33.
I can't imagine. It's either going to be super good and everyone's hanging out, chilling, or it's going to be the exact opposite and just be awful. I mean, 33 people in a room. I don't know. It was the best option because it was in the city center. Didn't cost that much. So I was like, you know, 3 nights, why not? I'm only going there to sleep. If I can even sleep in the room, we'll see. But yeah, so we'll try it out and see.
Carlos and Shelby were both looking forward to experiencing London for themselves, but had different expectations, since Shelby had the nostalgic stories about London from her mother and grandmother, whereas Carlos did not know anyone who had traveled to London, and therefore he was going on the trip with images of the British monarchy and was a little worried that his expectations might not be met by the reality. In our second category, absolutely memorable, we listen to Shelby, who talks about her real experience in London and how her expectations were changed by reality even from the very start when she checked into the hostel.
Yeah, so about the city itself, I really just had the expectations of like visiting the places, so seeing the Big Ben, seeing the London Eye, and all of those were great. They were really everything that I was expecting them to be. One thing, though, that didn't necessarily go as planned, so I booked a hostel in a room with 33 people, and before I was like, it can be good or bad. Like, you know, what's the worst that could happen? I'm only going to be sleeping there. I check in at 11:30 at night because we were out all day like doing stuff. So I came back and I checked in and I go up to the guy at the reception desk, and he's looking at my booking and he looks at me and he goes, there's a little bit of a problem. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, what? And he says, this booking is for June 8th to the 11th, not July 8th to the 11th. And then he makes a joke. He looks at me and he's like, why did you arrive a month late? I was like, what?
Oh my
You're
God.
Joking.
Really?
You're joking. Like, I'm so stupid. And I'm like, I'm just looking at him. And I guess my face just like goes blank. And I look so upset. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, am I okay? Where am I going to stay? I'm in London for 3 nights. Like, what am I going to do? But he was so nice. He looked at me and he's like, I'm going to let you stay all 3 nights for free. And I was like, oh, I love you.
Oh my God.
So I get to my room that night, and it's only 4 beds. It's only 4 beds, and it's all girls. So I was like,
so no 33 people in your room.
No.
How did you feel? I mean, was it like a relief for you? Or did you feel like disappointed that you didn't experience this like room full of people of different ages, different nationalities?
Well, no, I was actually so relieved. And I thought because it was the day of that I would get put in like the most, like the worst room they had. So that's what I was anticipating to happen. Mm-hmm. And then I go into this room with four girls and I was like, oh, yay, this is so nice. Like so much better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, all right. And in general, you made an honest mistake, yeah. And there are some mistakes in life that we regret about. There are some mistakes that we actually are happy about. What kind of mistake was this one, was yours?
I mean, I don't regret it. I mean, obviously I won't do it again in the future. I'll pay much more attention when I'm actually booking my hostel and like flights and stuff.
Yeah, right.
But it's, I feel like something always can happen or go wrong when you're on a trip. Mm-hmm. And I always have something that goes wrong. And this is just one of many incidences. But it's so funny to like look back. I mean, already it's been just a few days and we're already like laughing about it. And it's like, I don't know, something good. It's a memory. And you're like, wow, I did that when I was 20 years old one time. And now it's just something to look back and laugh about.
What we can see from Shelby's experience is that everything does not always go as planned, and we must be prepared to adapt to these situations. How do you deal with such situations in your culture? Are your friends and family like Shelby, who can laugh at her own mistake and quickly make the most of the situation? Can you easily wave goodbye to your plans and embrace the alternatives that offer themselves? Or are you the kind of person who holds good planning very high and hates when somebody opens the box and throws all your plans up in the air again? In our last story, Absolutely Unexpected, we hear from Carlos, who was interviewed by Natalia about his experiences in London. He shares how discovering something unplanned and unexpected during the trip made him enjoy his time even more. Carlos realized that with all our planning, it is good to leave some time unplanned, just in case an unexpected opportunity presents itself.
But I tried not to make high expectations. Like, I mean, I knew that that image that the city has from the movies. But in my head, it wasn't going to be like that. And why so? Because I've been to other cities, like to Paris, for example. And I heard a lot of things about how the city was amazing and involving and romantic. And in the end, for me, it was not that. I mean, it was a nice city, of course, but not what the media portrays. But
so you kind of like you got used to this fact that expectations that the media gives you is not completely true, right?
Exactly. And about the hostel, I was expecting it to be crazy. I mean, of course, I was not in the room with 33 people, but it was 8 people in the same room. And I was expecting it to be somehow like a lot of cultural exchange.
And dynamic, I guess, people interacting with each other, yes.
Yeah, exactly. But what actually happened was from the 8 people in the room, 3 of them were actually living in the hostel. So there were people that actually like would pay a rent in the hostel to live there. And from the other two, like only one guy spoke English and the other one was like always sleeping, you know.
Would you keep going, not having expectations like before you travel somewhere?
I really love the way that this trip went because I had expectations of liking it. I was excited about it, but I just did not create a magical image of the city. And in the end, it turned out to be magical for me. And also, I did not make super strict plan of things that I was going to do. And it was great because every time I was going somewhere, I was surprised with other things. For example, in the first day, I was just going to change some money. And in the way to the exchange store, I saw this beautiful building and I stopped to take a picture of it. And then horses started to come out of it. And it was actually the time where the guards changed places. So I saw the guards coming out of one part of the palace to change places with guards in the other part of the palace. And I didn't know that I was close to it. So I saw this ceremony. I wasn't expecting for it. And then in the end, the new path that I had to the exchange store was through a beautiful garden. that I never imagined that I was going to see it. So in the end, what was 40 minutes walk ended up becoming a 2.5 hours walk.
Because there was magic on your way.
Exactly. So I really liked the way things went.
All right. And would you like to share a lesson or a takeaway? Like, if someone goes somewhere like tomorrow, what would you recommend to this person?
Don't be the sleepy guy in my hostel that was always sleeping. Go outside. Go where the action is happening. Also leave space for you to be surprised. I feel like life needs space and time to surprise you with its beauty. So if you have a schedule that is completely packed, then you never have space to be surprised by what life has to offer you. So to London or to everywhere else, just leave a little bit of space, a little bit of time to just let yourself be guided by life.
Let us learn from Carlos and leave room for unexpected places and events while we are traveling. Modern travel in times of Instagram does not seem to be about a place of individual discovery, but more like collectively reliving 5-star rated experiences of others. When there are so many cultural expectations on us to do certain things, we can get overwhelmed that we may miss beautiful situations that unfold right in front of us. Perhaps we need to adopt a slower travel culture. Dare to dismiss the list of 7 things you absolutely must do in London and embrace things that are happening in the moment. After discovering slow food, perhaps it's time to discover slow travel. What about you? Have you ever traveled somewhere where you felt that there was a cultural expectation that you have to tick off at least 7 must-dos? Or do you sometimes prefer to travel without having expectations or a strict plan? Have you actively changed your own travel culture to leave free time in your schedule when traveling so that you can see things that cannot be planned? Feel free to share your story with us. Write us a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes. And you can leave comments there too. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know we are also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 2nd of September. Until then, travel more slowly and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.